Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Honey Badger, a Texan no more, but he still wants to make his mark on the franchise. The former Texan safety has some advice for Brian Gaine. Landry Locker, John Lopez, it is In the Loop on a Wednesday. Stanford Rout going to join the show in 20 minutes. Give us a breakdown of the newest members of the Texans secondary. And if they have, in fact, improved what was a pressing need, a cornerback position. The Honey Badger yesterday, Sean T. Pendergast, tweeted out following the signing of Bradley Roby that he likes one-year prove-it deals. Honey Badger was on a one-year prove-it deal last year, and we all know how that ended. He ended up taking a lot of money in Kansas City. He responded to Sean, though, like he's been known to do on Twitter.
Trigger fingers, turn the Twitter fingers.
He said, quote, got to sign him during next season. Can't just lose players because you won't extend during the season. Most players will test the market. Just a thought. And just like he's been known to tweet, he also did delete that tweet right afterwards. But the Honey Badger thinks that Brian Gaine needs to negotiate with players in season.
He's not wrong because I don't have a problem with this policy that the Texans have had since their inception. If you know, just in general. But I think at some point when it starts working against you, you need to rethink it or at least make an exception to that policy for certain players. And the reason I say that is, like, the policy, I get the thinking behind it. The thinking is we want our players not to worry about contract negotiations. We want them, once the season starts, all right, we want them to focus on what their job is. I get that. I to a large degree agree with that. We don't want to mess with contract negotiations ourselves during the season because that's something that is just going to be a distraction for all involved. I get that. Let's play out the season and see how you do, particularly if it's in a final year of a contract. And then, you know, we'll talk after the season. I get the theory behind it. What I don't get is when it costs you. And I think it costs them, very directly. And we can point directly to, Tyrann Mathieu. They offered initially $9.5 million after the season. Then they upped their offer to $11 million. He got $14 million per year, I'm talking about. They could have had him for $9.5 million or less during the regular season. If once they see, and once Bill O'Brien makes it clear that he wants Honey Badger back, and he did make it clear, I'm guessing, during the season, because he made it clear during the NFL Combine, and he didn't talk about anybody else like that. So they could have had him for, let's say, nine, even 9.5, which was their initial offer, had they negotiated with him during last season, and he would still be here. So it started to work against them. That's when I think the policy is flawed.
The counter to that would be, what if Honey Badger, you agree on that deal in the middle of the season, then all of a sudden Honey Badger breaks his leg? You're stuck with the Honey Badger for a long term. It's the reason a lot of guys don't want to sign the franchise tag.
Every player in the league.
Yeah, but not during the season. Because at least when you sign someone in the offseason, you know you're going to get something in advance. You would... If he breaks his leg
during the season, you know the same thing.
But if he breaks a leg and he's on a 1 year deal, then he can just go away. You're not stuck with him. So why would you do that in the middle of the season? The other thing is,
I don't buy that argument.
The 1 year, that's
literally every player in the league can get hurt the day after he signs a deal.
But when you have him on a 1 year deal, you're not committed to him long term.
Well, true.
That's a lot of the time the reason that the people want the front office wants to sign 1 year deals.
But what if during that 1 year deal, and that's my point, is he proves that he deserves more, you do also agree, and your head coach agrees, that you want him, then just go ahead and sign him and save yourself some money long term.
But during the 1 year deal, the reason that most people sign a 1 year deal is because they want guys to use them to try to prove themselves to get more money. What if you sign him to that contract and all of a sudden that hunger just naturally disappears? Then you're not getting the benefits of the 1 year deal anymore.
Again, that's every player in the NFL. I mean, you can say, what if...
What do you mean it's every player in the NFL?
What if Mark Ingram just got paid today and all of a sudden puts it on cruise control the rest of the way? You can say that about any player in the league.
No, but when you already have him on a one-year deal and you're already getting the benefits of the one-year deal, then you don't. Why would you eliminate that? They didn't have. It's not like they signed Mark Ingram to a one-year deal and then all of a sudden you said, you know what, you're doing well. Here's an extra two. You sign guys on one-year deals like the Honey Badger and like they just did with Bradley Roby, so that they can bring it. They can bring it and try to get paid. You want these guys in contract years with fires under their butts. Why would you eliminate that because of the Honey Badger? Because you want to avoid losing in the offseason.
That's the answer. Why would you want to eliminate that? Because you want him. You want more of what you're getting. You're getting a good year out of Tyrann Mathieu. You don't want him to walk at the end of the year. I want more of this. You know, you're 6-8 games into the year, and Bill O'Brien says, dude, let's try to lock him up. Okay, I'll get to it at the end of the year. Wait, what? You'll get to the end of the year when the price is going to be higher and more teams are going to be after him? Why don't we do it right now?
But couldn't it be a distraction, too?
Well, no, leave that to the agent. You know what I'm saying? He's still playing.
No, I'm talking about in the locker room, because I think that's why Brian Gain, who, by the way, this isn't some unique philosophy. A lot of GMs around the league have this philosophy. Mm-hmm. Couldn't it be a distraction? Contract negotiations can be distractions. I think that's the main reason they do this. You don't think the Honey Badger last year, in the midst of all the other stuff that he's got going on, he's got to reply to everybody's tweets. He's got to let everybody know that he's the realest of the real and he has a chip on his shoulder. You don't think if you added a contract negotiation in the middle of that, that maybe that would be a distraction and you wouldn't get the most of the Honey Badger and maybe that bleeds into the locker room and you don't get the most of the other guys?
It could. I mean, again, you're saying for instances here that would fit every NFL player. Is it a distraction? Is it, you know, could he get hurt? You know, et cetera, et cetera. I think the bigger point is what, like, if you get this done during the regular season, then had they done this last year with Tyrann Mathieu, he would still be here and it wouldn't be at $14 million. It'd probably be about $9 million. That's all I'm saying. Look, I get what they're doing. I just, you know, at the beginning of the segment, I said, I understand what you're thinking. And 9 times out of 10, maybe it's the perfect thing. Maybe you do get the most out of a one-year guy and he doesn't, you know, and you're not sure you want him. So you just leave him on the one-year contract. Maybe, you know, he sucks, you know, and you're just, you don't have to worry about him again. Maybe, just maybe, this is your kind of your template for how you're going to build your team in certain areas. Sign Tyrann for a 1 year. Let him go. Sign Roby for 1 year. Let him go. And, you know, these guys are just interchangeable parts. But what I'm saying is, if there's an instance, as there was this year, it seems like, where you want a guy, the coach wants the guy, you have him on a 1 year deal, go ahead and sign him in the middle of the season, because then you won't have to be worried about losing him to Kansas City for $14 million.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, talking about Brian Gain's policy on not negotiating in season. Honey Badger thinks that it needs to change. I think both sides of these arguments, this argument is pretty clear. Like, it's very obvious that you know, you can see both sides. You can see where Gain's coming from, and you can see where the Honey Badger's coming from. But my thing is this, and this is strictly talking about the Honey Badger himself.
Right.
That guy is not worth $14 million per season.
No, absolutely. Like
the contract he got is outrageous. We watched him play every single snap. He is not worth that kind of money.
No, I agree with that.
And that's what happens in free agency a lot of times, is that players, and we're seeing it right now in the NFL, a lot of these guys are getting contracts and you're just like shocked. Earl Thomas just signed a contract that's given him $32 million guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
It was initially reported that he was wanting a 2-year, $30 million deal. He got way more than that. When you hit the market, that's when you get the most money. That's when guys like Trent Brown get the most money. So I think the Honey Badger is being very disingenuous to act like in the middle of last season, all of a sudden, knowing what a lot of people know, that free agents get overpaid, that all of a sudden Honey Badger is just going to take some sort of team-friendly deal and come back. I think he's being very disingenuous by making that assumption.
I think you are, too, in a sense. But would you
think I am, too, or he is?
No. Well, let me put it this way. Would you have taken would the Honey Badger have
been... I don't want Honey Badger for a dollar at this point.
Seriously?
I'm tired of him.
Well, I'm kind of tired of him, too, but I'd take him for 3 years, 20 guaranteed. Would you take that deal?
Yeah, but he wouldn't. I don't think he would. No. I think.
But again, kind of going back to where we started, would he have signed that deal in August, in October?
No, he said he said that he turned down multi-year deals. It's much like
I'm talking about. Had you been able to negotiate during the season
in October? I don't know. He'll probably say now that he would have, but I don't believe him. Mm-hmm. I think it's he's being very disingenuous, and I think the Honey Badger just needs to move on. The Texans have moved on. They got new guys in the secondary here. Landry Locker, John Lopez in the loop. Speaking of those new guys in the secondary, we're going to take a close look at them. Stanford Rout, former NFL cornerback, is going to help us get to know Gibson and Bradley Roby, and he's going to have some assistance from Snoop Dogg next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.